or the translation. In conclusion, therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayan. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence, is exactly like Narayan. You should all raise this child very carefully and cautiously. Purport. In this verse, the word Narayana Sama is significant. Narayan has no equal. He is asamartha. No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than he is. As stated in Shastra, Yasto Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudrati Devatai Samatvanaiva Viksita Na Pashandi Bhavadruvam. One who equates Narayan even with great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva or Brahma is a Pashandi, an agnostic. No one can equal Narayan. Nonetheless, Garga Muni used the word sama, meaning equal, because he wanted to treat Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had become Nanda Maharaj's son. Garga Muni wanted to impress upon the mind of Nanda Maharaj, your worshipful deity Narayan is so pleased with you that he has sent you a son almost equal to him in qualifications. Therefore, you may designate your son with a similar name, such as Mukunda or Madhusudan. But you must always remember that whenever you want to do something very good, there will be many hindrances. Therefore, you should raise and protect this child with great care. If you can protect this child very cautiously, as Narayan always protects you, the child will be as good as Narayan. Garga Muni also indicated that although the child was exactly qualified like Narayan, he would enjoy more than Narayan as Rasa Bihari, the central enjoyer of the Rasa dance. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambrana Sevyamanam, he would be served by many gopis who would all be as good as the goddess of fortune. Read the verse again. Tasmanandat majoyam te Narayana samokunai Shriyakirtyanubhavena Hopayasya samaita. In conclusion, therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayan. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, fame, and name, fame, and influence is exactly like Narayan. You should all raise this child very carefully and cautiously. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Chananjana Shalakaya Shakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namam Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svam Rupkadamyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandiyam Shiro Shri Yoda Padkamlam Shirum Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Jagjatam Saganaragnatam Vtam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjan Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalita Shivishakam Vitam Sam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chyat Pate Kope Shakop Kakanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurahi Radhe Vrindavana Shri Vrishabhana Siddha Devi Pranamama Haripriya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalishi Mati Bhakti Charisamati Namini Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutali Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Bhaskachai Disotarini. So, Garga Muni, he came to give a name to Krishna and Balaram. And by doing that, he became very famous. But he was very careful also not to disturb the devotional mood of Nanda Maharaj. Name-giving ceremony was done in a cow shed, not in public, not to draw the attention of Kamsa. So, Garga Muni, because he did a very nice service, later he appeared again in the persons of Lord Chaitanya. He appeared as Nilambar Chakravarti, and there he came to give a name to Lord Chaitanya. He gave him the name Vishvambar. And that time also an astrologer came, but interesting is, so many glories of Lord Chaitanya were predicted, but no words about his taking sannyas. That was not revealed. So very cautious, like here, Garga Muni, it is interesting to see how Nanda Maharaj processes this information in a certain way. So different devotees or non-devotees process information about Krishna about in different ways. When Kamsa heard that Devaki had given birth to an eighth child, but it was a girl. he came into the prison, and because of his cruelty, he immediately was snapping the child by the feet and was going to kill the child, but then the child slipped out of his hand and appeared in the air as Durga. Of course, Kamsa is a Durga worshipper. So he became immediately filled with awe and reverence. Durga appeared there with all her weapons. Durga said to Kamsa, "You fool, the child that will kill you has already appeared somewhere else." But how did Kamsa take it? Kamsa was thinking, "Oh, she's showing me a great favor. She's giving me that information." So he went to his ministers And how did they process the information? Very interesting. That they said, yes, this Vishnu is taking birth somewhere, appeared. But do not fear. Vishnu is not here. He's taking shelter in the heart of all living entities. He's in seclusion in the heart of all living entities. And Brahma is always meditating, like Lord Shiva is meditating in the forest. They are just fearful. They will not intervene with us. But let us kill all these Brahmins, stop the sacrifices, kill cows, because Lord Vishnu is depending on these sacrifices. So if we kill them, we will kill Vishnu. So that was their reaction on the information they received. We see Arjuna's reaction in the Bhagavad Gita when he heard, but when he saw and experienced this universal form, he became full of fear because his relationship with Krishna was in Sakya, friendship. So depending on devotee's relationship with Krishna, they process information in different ways. Garga Muni mentioned this child would be as good as Narayan. So how did they process that information, the Vrajavasis? Because in this section of the Bhagavatam, we have a series of events on the Amavasya of Kartik, Amavasya means there is no moon, Krishna stopped the Indra Puja. This whole chapter in the Krishna book, how he talks with his father and convinced him not to worship Indra. And next day, they performed Govardhan Puja. And then on the third day, Indra started to shower his torrential rains, devastating rains. And Krishna lifted Govardhan. He lifted Govardhan with his left pinky. He lifted Govardhan, but Govardhan wanted to make sure that all the residents of Vrindavan could be under her. So she expanded to 32 miles. And Krishna lifted Govardhan until the 10th day. And then when the rains were over, Krishna put down Govardhan. And next day, King Indra came with Surabhi. And Surabhi gave Abhishek to Krishna. And then on the 12th day, Nanda Maharaj, it was the day after Ekadashi, Nanda Maharaj took bath in Yamuna. But it was before the sunrise. It was still dark. Because that day, the breaking of Ekadashi was very early in the morning. So he had to take bath early. But some servant of Varuna took away Nanda Maharaj and brought him to the kingdom of Varuna. When that happened, some of the cowboys saw that Nanda Maharaj disappeared in Yamuna. And that cowboy went to Mother Yasoda and said, "Oh, I think your husband is no more. He must have been drowned or eaten by a crocodile." And Mother Yasoda fainted. And Krishna, hearing what happened, immediately went to the Yamuna. He was looking for a crocodile, but there was no crocodile. But then he understood, yes, a servant of Varuna. Varuna has taken him. So Krishna dove in the Yamuna and went to see Varuna. And there in the water, he saw how Varuna was worshipping Nanda Maharaj. But when he came at that time, immediately Varuna and all his servants put Krishna on a throne and were worshipping and offering prayers to him as a personality of Godhead. And Nanda Maharaj saw all this. So later, when they came back to Vrindavan out of the water, Nanda Maharaj told all what he has seen. So the cowboys were thinking, yes, they were asking Nanda Maharaj, Krishna has lifted Govardhan. Now his worship as the Supreme Personality have got it by Varuna. So who is Krishna? Is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Well, Nanda Maharaj said, Kargamuni told me that due to my pious activities, Lord Narayana has entered my son to deliver our family. And he quotes this verse that we are reading today. It's further in the next chapters. How is Nanda Maharaj processing that? Yes, he says, Lord Narayana has entered my son. That's in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada says, yeah, Krishna, Lord Narayana is asamartva. There is no one greater than Narayana. But still, Nanda Maharaj takes it, yes, Lord Narayana has entered my son. Kargamuni told me, he said, that your child is just like Narayana. So, he told us that we should not be astonished by your son's activities. So, in the heart of Nanda Maharaj, he understood the words of Kargamuni as, yes, some power of Lord Narayana has entered my son. But still, it's my son. But some power came into him. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes it as a Surya Kanta. A Surya Kanta is, a stone which shows an effulgence, shining as the sun. It's so effulgent, the stone, that you cannot see the stone. You see only the effulgence. So, Nanda Maharaj saw Krishna like this. Like the sun, but not the sun. For For Nanda Maharaj, Krishna is not God, but it's not an ordinary person either. See, he understood the words of Skara Muni, you should not be bewildered by his activities. That, in other words, Nanda Maharaj took it as, you should not stop loving Krishna as your son. That's how he processed the words of Skara Muni. So, Nanda Maharaj's conclusion is, Krishna is depending on us, But then, Nanda Maharaj told the cowboys about his visit to Varuna, and now we saw how Varuna was offering puja to Krishna, putting him on a throne. And worship him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they heard the covered boys, they heard the story of Nanda Maharaj, but somewhere or other that point of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that it didn't stay in their heart. But what stayed in their heart was, oh, Krishna, he can fulfill all desires. And then, at that moment, Krishna appears. And the cowboy's boy said, yes, you can fulfill all desires. And Krishna said, yes, what do you want? Oh, the cowboy boy said, we want to see the Brahmajyoti and Vaikuntha. And then Krishna took the coward boys to Akruragat. Of course, it was named later Akruragat, where the Akruras saw the vision of Krishna and Balaram and in the water, and that. So at Akruragat, Krishna to call the coward man, only the man, to the Brahmajyoti to Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha they saw Krishna on the throne of Narayan, and he was worshipped with great prayers and opulence. And with beautiful songs, the Vrajavasis were thinking, oh, they are all offering prayers to our Krishna. But it took a long time, all this praise and so on. But they felt, yeah, they are offering these prayers, but we don't feel at home here. It's not our home. We cannot embrace Krishna here. And they are offering all these prayers, but they are not asking to Krishna, do you want to eat something or do you want to drink something? So Krishna saw they were not happy in Vaikuntha. So they brought them back to Vrindavan, because these Vrajavasis, they want to experience this intimate relationship with Krishna. And by that they don't see his opulence, his Godhead, but they simply love Krishna. Like on another occasion, the Vrajavasis went to Ambikavan. That's those who have done Vrajamandal Parikram. You come on. At Ambikavan, Lord Shiva is worshipped. And all the rest of us were there. But then a python started to swallow Nanda Maharaj. And the cowboy boys took torches and tried to liberate. They were using the torches to beat the python, but the python would not let Nanda Maharaj go. And they called out to Krishna for help, and then Krishna came, and he just touched the body of the python, and a beautiful Vidyadhara demigod came out. And the Vidyadhara demigod started to offer prayers to Krishna that so he was glorifying Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, it didn't register for the Vrajavasis. The Vrajavasis, they saw, Nanda Maharaj saw, Krishna is my son. He's always restless. How can he be God? That. So this information of Krishna being Narayan had no meaning for the Vrajavasis. That after Krishna left the Rasa dance, when the gopis were searching for Krishna, and they met Lord Narayan, and they were asking, they were offering their respect to Lord Narayan and asking, did you see Krishna? Where did Krishna go? That, of course, we know when Srimad Radharani came there, then Krishna could not maintain his forearms. That, but this is this intimate relationship of the Supreme Lord with his intimate devotees. So that's on the second verse. The first verse was about Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki. The first verse, I read it again. Demons, asuras, cannot harm the demigods who always have Lord Krishna on their side. Similarly, any personal group attached to Krishna is extremely fortunate, because such persons are very much affectionate toward Krishna. They cannot be defeated by demons like the associates of Kamsa or by the internal enemies. That the demigods, they would tremble just by seeing Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu would just move his eyebrows and they would tremble. That, but Hiranyakasipu could not harm Prahlad. Prahlad could not be defeated, whereas Hiranyakasipu was finished in a moment. That Krishna always protects his devotees. That's Paritranaya Sadhanam and Vinasaya Sudhaskritam. And he annihilates the demons. That even like Santipani Muni, he was the teacher of Krishna and Balaram. And at the end of their education, as Guru Dakshin, he asked to return his dead son, because he knew very well Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here we see another instance how Krishna, devotees, how different devotees are processing information about Krishna in a different way. So he asked to return his dead son, and Krishna went to the ocean and asked to return the son of Sanipani Muni. But then the ocean came and said, I did not kill him. It was the conch demon. So Krishna then killed the conch demon, but then still the son was not there. He had to go to Yamaraj to ask for the return of his son. And Yamaraj brought the son back from Sandipani Muni. So Krishna, everyone who is connected with Krishna gets Krishna's favor. Even Bhutan, she wanted to kill Krishna, but Krishna gave her liberation because of her affection, the affection she showed as a mother. These are Krishna's wonderful activities. They are meant to give pleasure to his devotees. He gives pleasure by playing his flute, by attracting so many living entities. He gives pleasure by his exclusive beauty. So if we are affectionate to Krishna, then we cannot be defeated by the internal enemies, the senses. This verset. I was just reading yesterday the book of Srila Prabhupada in Germany. Srila Prabhupada was in Hamburg, his first visit to Germany. They brought him to the harbor of Hamburg. And they saw that a big ship was brought into the harbor by two small ships pulling the big ship. So the big ship, the engine is stopped and is then pulled by two small ships. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, if we turn off our Krishna consciousness, then we will be pulled away by Maya. That's a very interesting analogy. So as long as we keep connected with Krishna, we get Krishna's protection against Maya. We are out of our jurisdiction. So this Srila Prabhupada did not give any purport on this verse, but it's clear that as long as we are connected with Krishna in devotional service, then our senses will be our friends. Otherwise, they will degrade us. So that's what I could say on these two verses on the 10th. Yeah, these two verses. So the points I wanted to bring forward in summary are that, yeah, the Vrajavasis, they process information of Krishna in a specific way. So according to our relationship with Krishna, we process information in a certain way. Therefore, if we understand Bhagavad Gita and we understand the deeper meaning of the Shatra Sloka of the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the source of everything, that the process to become Krishna consciousness is hearing about Him, chanting about Him, and then Krishna will purify the heart. So if we understand who Krishna is, who we are in relation to Krishna, what's the function of material nature, of karma, and how our activities must be situated in relationship to Krishna. And then we are out of the influence of Prakriti. If we understand this basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness in a right way, then we will process information about Krishna in a correct way. But in the higher spheres of devotional service, where one comes to deeper devotion, which is characteristic for the residents of Goloka Vrindavan, then one forgets Krishna's godhood to experience a more intimate relationship with Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question or comments? Yes, Srinivaspa.
So we read about Krishna's greatness, his six opulences. So knowledge is one thing, but how to understand it through realization, how to make it part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
How long would that take to come?
Yeah, how to realize Krishna's position and our position is learn from a spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, how to act in that relationship. And if we act in that relationship, then our heart will become purified of all misconceptions. Tad buddhyas tad atmas tad nishtas tad praya kachanta punaravitam jnani nirduta kalmasa. If we use our body, mind, intelligence in the service of the Lord, all doubts are removed from within the heart, and then we come to understand who we are and who Krishna is, and we become very much attached of always be situated in relationship with Krishna. Right, that's what I can say. Something else? Okay. Shantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.